You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
Today on this 91 Cash Talk podcast, we're joined by Tsitsi Atende Matika, Client Director at 91 in Cape Town. Now, Tsitsi, I'm going to start with the big picture. I'd like to someone to paint a picture for me. The South African Reserve Bank, the SARB, recently left the repo rate unchanged at 7.5%. How's that affected corporate cash strategies, especially as I sort of get the feeling that certain Treasury departments might have been anticipating a cut?
That was very optimistic if they were, but the decision to maintain the rate at 7.5% reflects that the Reserve Bank is being very cautious, and that's a good idea given what we've seen coming out of the US and given globally how uncertain things are. Most importantly for us here in South Africa, our domestic challenges around the government of national unity. So for corporate treasurers, this stability of the rate actually offers the opportunity to reassess cash management strategies, also balancing between maintaining liquidity and seeking higher yields. This is a very good time for short-term investment vehicles and money market funds to remain attractive for corporate treasurers.
Well, what about inflation now, Tsitsi? Because the inflation rate in the United States surprised on the downside from 2.8% to 2.4%. In South Africa, obviously, we're influenced by global inflation, but we have our own domestic issues as well. And with the rand blowing out as risk-off came to the fore since the Trump tariff situation, is there a risk to the upside? And also, with that global certainty in play, how should corporate treasurers think about adapting their cash strategies in this kind of uncertain environment?
That's a fantastic question. So one of the things that we are saying right now is anyone who claims to have an answer is lying. There's absolutely no one who has any idea what's going on or what Mr. Trump will do. But what we do know is this environment is marked by potential inflationary pressures and expectations. And what I would say for corporate treasurers is the ability to be flexible and to think about diversification. And what does that mean? We think this means segmenting your cash holdings, thinking about allocating portions to money market funds for immediate access, and then thinking about the stickier cash where you can allocate to income funds for longer term investment goals, which will allow you to optimize your returns while managing your risks.
Okay, I was going to talk about money market. Money market funds are often seen as a safe bet, in brackets boring by some people, but at the moment they are particularly attractive. Is that the case? How do they support operational liquidity within a Treasury department?
So we love to be boring. This is a good time to be boring. It also helps our clients have less gray hairs. So these funds are tailored for investments who have primary investment objectives of capital preservations. Your investors who are looking for liquidity and looking for diversification, but still achieving returns in excess of short-term bank rates. So this is your investor who doesn't want to just park their money in a bank deposit. These funds really are designed for short-term investment and also just giving you that lower volatility, which will allow you to actually get some sleep at night.
Yeah, which we all need. You mentioned segmenting cash by time horizon. What are the benefits and risks on the other side of diversifying cash investments into instruments like money market funds, which you've just spoken of, or Steffi Plus type products?
So segmenting your cash allows you to have that tailored approach where you still get your liquidity, you still meet your return objectives, but you get that extra bump up in your return, right? So the fantastic thing here is you get everything that you get with money market funds, but you've got the higher yield. So you're going up the yield curve a little bit, taking on a little bit more risk. But as I said, you get that extra 50 to 60 basis points over and above what you would get on your money market funds. And these funds are also really great in that you get a bit more enhancement around your tenor. So you're getting a bit of a longer instrument than what you would normally get in your money market funds, and also gives you that diversity of instruments that is slightly more than what you would have in your traditional money market funds.
Let's talk about bank deposits now, because I think there was a film where some chap said, I work for my money. I want my money to work for me. And that really means that if you see a big chunk of money sitting in a bank deposit, you think of opportunity costs. Where could that money be going? What's the opportunity cost of keeping too much cash parked in that instrument? And how can diversification help in that matter?
So holding all your excess cash in banks is a missed opportunity. It's one that we really think, particularly in this stable or declining interest rate environment, isn't ideal. So what we would say is diversify your holdings and your instruments by going into the funds that I've explained about, your money market funds or your STFI plus type funds. This is to give you that ability to enhance the yields and also spread the risk across various instruments and issuers. So this is all about diversification and just reducing the impact of any single underperforming asset within your portfolio.
Finally, the easiest question of the six that I'm about to ask you. How do you see the cash investments landscape evolving over the rest of the year? I mean, these days, it's the rest of the day with the amount of inputs there are into the investment equation. And what are the key trends that corporates should be aware of? And again, it's very, very difficult because the landscape changes so, so regularly.
Absolutely. So what we're seeing is definitely going ahead. We anticipate that the cash investment landscape is likely to be influenced by multiple factors. This includes the potential interest rate changes, inflation trends, and the global economic conditions. So keeping all that in mind, corporates need to monitor what's going on in the landscape, and we're also paid to do that. So fortunately, the corporate treasurers can just trust us to do the monitoring, make sure that we keep them informed around policy shifts, around also emphasizing their flexibility and thinking around their cash allocation and how they want to be nimble around, do you put it in your liquidity bucket or do you put it in your longer term bucket where we can get them that extra yield that we were talking about. But being robust is so important in this trying time.
Yes, trying indeed. Sitsi, thank you very much for your time. Sitsi Attendee Matika is Client Director at 91 in Cape Town. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.